Siman Reish Chaf Dalad Dinei Brachas Brachas Pratiyos. Okay. Al Peroya Markulis or Shara Vodas Chavim. A person sees a place where they have this altar for Vodas Zara. Emor Baruchat Hashem Alakena Malach Adam Shana San Erech Apayim LaOvrei Ritzena. The Bereshim acts with patience. If he sees it again within 30 days, he doesn't make a bracha. Hagav, but even ain mevarchim zayis a bracha. Shrei ano megudalim beinayhem ernoi soytomid. So we constantly see it. So it's always within a 30-day period, and therefore we saw it as a katan, and then as a gadol we grow up. We've seen it already. So there's no moment where we would have a chiyuv in this bracha. Okay, Zog the Mishabur as a cotton of the Merculus, here about his Gululim, Shav the Messiah, they Zer Shazurkim Lo Avonim. It's about a Zor, which the service is done by throwing stones at it. Vishmoyho Atzma is Kilus. Its actual name is Kilus, which is praise. Nesha also Lahaska about a we don't say the name of the but Zor is by name. Therefore, the Chen Kinu is so b'shem Kulis instead of Kilus, which is not the praise, but Kulis. Umar hu Chiluf Lashon Rami Perusha hu Chiluf Kilus. So we're saying this is the Mar. This is the opposite of the word Kiluf, which comes out to be Kulis. That's why it's called Mar Kulis. Okay. Even if you don't see the actual Avodah Zarah, you just see the building. The Bas says no, that this bracha is only said when you actually envision the actual Avodah Zarah. Okay. Mishabura Gimel. Shrei Ono Raim Oysa Tomid. We see basic Avodah Zarah. And the Avodah Zarah constantly. Because of her, and the Philo Hilakli Racheris, Rodoyo Shom Avodah Skilulim, even though he now goes to a different city and he sees a new Avodah Zarah. So he saw the Getchko over here, he sees the Getchko over there. It doesn't make a bracha. Kim and the Ra es min zed tok shloshim yom. But he saw, Be'iroi, he saw the last 30 days the same type of Avodah Zarah in his hometown, in the town where he was. Even though he's seeing a different Avodah Zarah there, it's not necessarily even the same religion, but the point is, he's seen Avodah Zarah within that period of time.
Okay, after, so right? Since they write, we see this regularly, so are they referring to crosses also?
A real pestle. Furthermore, child grew up with seeing it, so for him that's called, you know, it doesn't strike him as this extraordinary Erech HaPayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he became, that's what's called normal to him, so he would not make a bracha when he becomes an adult. Okay. Ayurabha Kosev Oid Mil Sechadati. Ayurabha takes it a step further and he says, he personally did not see, since he's living amongst people which normally have seen it in the last 30 days, therefore he does not make a bracha either. So why is the chiddush over here is that his halacha is going to be dependent on what the majority of people do. Okay, and that's a chiddush on that point. Okay. He shamal called Leroy's kiniga ois shal kusim within mechalosim or shem davar simchosim. You don't go to see their kinigi. Kinigi was like a circus celebrating with animals, or going to see their dancing or ways that they celebrate. It is called kusim mismechem if you hear them celebrating. You should respond with feeling for a feeling of tsar, that they're in a state of being established and feeling comfortable with themselves and celebrating, whereas our Makom HaMikdash is in a state of korban. The Mor says, in general, going there is a Moshe Bleitzim. That's even, had it been Jews, but if it was not Jews, there's this other problem about above and beyond being a Moshe Bleitzim. It's their, this is indicative of their state of being, that their state of being is in a state of being Bonui, and we are Choruv, and we should respond to that. Okay. I have no comments. Okay.
Barnum and Bailey closed his doors after 156 years.
Yeah, but there's plenty of.
I think there's
plenty of Jewish versions, you know, which have come to take its place.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's Moshe Bleitzim, so you know.
Right.
So. How do you deal with Moshe Bleitzim? He doesn't discuss an Arab, you know, a music concert.
Right.
Yeah, you know. Okay. Base. Now, what about that the person sees about a Zohar which is built up, which is still intact and being served, etc. What about if a Roya Malkam Shanekra Mimena about his Gilulim? He sees a place where Avodah Zarah was removed. See him who bears Israel. Amar Baruch to Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Shachar Avodah Shkachah Be'artzeinu. Yimeka Baruch the Rosh Baruch Hashem removed this Avodah Zarah from our land. Vimel B'chutz La'aretz. Amar Shachar Avodah Shkachah Be'Mi'amakam Azeh. So he says Baruch to Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Shachar Avodah Shkachah Be'Avodah Shkilulim Be'Mi'amakam Azeh. Okay, now. So we can then use this as a vehicle to daven that Moshe should continue to remove till everything is removed and bring all of Klai Yisrael back to serve him. Those who have been serving Avodah Zarah should come back to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It wasn't really destroyed, it was just moved. So we don't say, well, it's some total zero. We say, no, the fact that it was necker from this mokum is a benefit to this mokum. The fact that it's there, the Rosh Hashanah said, Erech HaPayim, to put a Zorah, so we make two brachas. Okay, Mishnah Berurah, Dalet, Yimu Beretz Yisrael, Filo Rak, Mimokim Echot. So even only one place in Eretz Yisrael has this removed, so it seems to be somewhat premature. The Rosh Hashanah, if out of the 3,000 places, one has been removed. No, even for that, we still make a Berurah. Okay. So then if he's removed from one place and placed in another place, on the place it's removed, you say the bracha of Shenekar. The place where it's been settled down, where it's been put down, so he would make the bracha that the Rosh Hashanah gives Erech HaPayim to those who go against his will, but that's only if it hasn't been 30 days. Okay. Gimel Hareb Babel Harasha, person sees the capital of Babel, the evil nation of Babel. Amar Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Shehekriv Babel Harasha. So you see the destruction. So you'll say a bracha, the Mershim destroyed Babel, the evil Babel. Ro Beisah Shal Nuchanetzar. He sees the palace of Nebuchadnezzar. Baruch Shehekriv Beisah Shal Nebuchadnezzar Harasha. So you give a bracha to Kadosh Baruch Hu that he's destroyed the home of Nebuchadnezzar. Ragav Ha'arayos, the rive of the Gaiv, the lion's den where Daniel was thrown in. a kibshan eish, or the furnace where Chananim Shal Vazaria were thrown into. So we said before, you make a bracha, shalsa nisim la tzadikim. Shabur of Ob, Akibshan of Eish, Hano Hakafiro, Shechot Hesikbo, Oz of Eish, Lachanan Yerushal Vazaya. It wasn't a standard Kibshan of Eish, apparently, it was that they made a specific, they dug out a specific place to make this large fire to prepare for Chananya Mishal Vazaya. Okay. Dalit. Raw Mokum Sheesh Babovel. If they saw the place which exists in Babel, Shekol Behema, Shatabra, Olov, Ani Yechel, Olov, Misham. This place, any animal which passes by this place, Tabra means passes, but not on top of it, let's say by it, cannot continue to move. It will be frozen to the spot. Unless you place some dirt from that dust from that place on the animal. Usimen klolo, this is indicative of a simen of klolo. So they literally, it means they were swept up with the sweeping of the broom, with the broom. Pierce with Chabdus Habayas, Shkubi Belaz, Hashmeid. This process being matate of the person with the matate, which is hashmed, which destroys things. Armor, somebody sees that. Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Yosef, Baruch Kuzer Mekayim. So you say the bracha of Baruch Kuzer Mekayim.
Why are you saying that? Yes, I'll explain.
Right. See, I need to see the shorah. Okay. So a person sees that this is a place of claw, it's a place of you know, the animal gets stuck there. Didn't say we make the bracha, all of a sudden the animal starts moving. You know, it's not a magic. The animal's still stuck, which means that the person is going to, eventually the animal is going to die from not being able to proceed, etc. So it's the Bereshim is Gezer Mechayim. The Bereshim presents his will and fulfills it, even though it's not necessarily what we want. It seems to be a simon klal. Okay. Mishabur Zion. Baruch Hashem Rabbi Yosef, Chayinu B'Shem Malchus. So we make the bracha, the full bracha. Or Yehagirsa Baruch Hashem Rabbi Yosef, Gezer Umekayim. As opposed to the Shulchan Aruch, the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch, it says the word Baruch twice. Baruch Hashem Rabbi Yosef, Baruch Gezer Umekayim. So the Gemara's Girsa is Baruch Hashem Rabbi Yosef, Gezer Umekayim, without the word Baruch a second time. Okay. So that's we move from Avodah Zorah and the Buch Nutzer Rosha to the Simon Klal of animals. Now, the Mor says, the Halacha says, hey, Haroah Shishim Riba Mi Yisrael Kit Biyachad. A person sees 600,000 members of Klal Yisrael together as one unit. Together he sees them. Aram Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Chacham Horozim. That the Bereshim is the chacham of the secret things. The Bereshim is able to create this reality of so many people with their different ways of looking at something, and nobody knows what everybody else is thinking. Okay. Bim heim oiv the chacham of mazal is emar baruch boishkem boishu imchem oiv chofer yoladchem. The one who gave birth to you should be embarrassed, because the final result is going to be there's going to be destruction in the midbar tzi of Arav. Okay, so he sees 600,000 Jews. He says, what's a chacham rozim? The Bereshim is the chacham who knows the secrets. Shein daiten demen zelatzeh. Each person is unique. The person knows intimately the knowledge of each individual. He knows within this multitude of the many, many people there, he knows exactly each person, exactly what his thoughts are. So that seems to be from Chazal. Emotional reaction to seeing such large numbers. I don't know, I would have guessed it's a feeling of simcha, feeling of Kursa Tayyip to Kursh Baruch, look up at how many people there are in Kar Yisrael, right? Something about the tefillah or the bracha about the achdus of Klal Yisrael. And the bracha is Chacham Rozim, each one is individual, is unique, and the Rosham knows everybody how they're unique and what their secrets are. So the bracha is focused on the unique element of each individual. That's still the greatest thing. The Rosham is able to make, you know, billions of people, each one looking fairly similar in many ways, and many of them looking fairly similar in many ways, and each one being unique and different even so. Okay. Baruch Hachma Yisrael Vav Amar Baruch Atah Hashem Alekhi Melech Olam Shecholak Mechoch Mosoi Nirei Yav Vershem, a portion from his wisdom to those that fear him. But let's do Zion. Baruch Hachma Umas Ha'olam of the Gelulim, but he sees non-Jewish wise men Shechachomim, they have their, what way are they wise? They don't have Torah. They're wise in the ways of the world. Different. So the Rosham gives away, as opposed to he's sharing it with his Yireya. He's saying, you know what? I'm not sharing with you anything here. Take it and go. I'm giving you your portion of kavod. Okay.
Chachma.
Right. And then you have when the king is the next sif. Let's do that already. Amalki Yisrael Arim Baruch Atah Hashem Alekhi Melech Olam Shecholak Mikhoid Adiri Ob. Jewish kings hopefully are your reyim. So Hashem shares his covenant with them. And while Malchi Umas Ha'olam of the Kechavim Amr Baruch Shenosan Mechavoy Dei Lebosu Vilam. Okay. Let's see Mishnah Berurah. Sif Katan Tess. Shecholak. Shem Hashem Heim Chelek Eloka Udvekin Voi. Hashem is sharing with Faisal. Faisal is part, is double to Kodesh Baruch Hu, they're part of the Kodesh Baruch Hu's being, they're chelik of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay, number Shecholak, therefore the language of the Cholak is appropriate. Hashem came like it may be sick, but it would not be appropriate to Najib. Okay. Yud Chochmas Zoylem, if he's knowledgeable in the Chochmas Zoylem, Hanu B'Hashem Chochmas, one of the seven areas of knowledge. So for that we make a bracha. Mafukim Heim Chochmas B'Dosam Alzeh Einu Mevorach Klal. But if they're very knowledgeable in their religion, we don't make a bracha on that. I'm talking about these seven standard, as it were, secular type of areas, branches of knowledge. What are the seven? So the Moshe Dirsh over here goes to the seven. He says they are Higoyon, which is philosophy, Cheshbon, which is mathematics, Shiur is some type of
rhetoric.
Rhetoric. I thought that it's
measuring.
It's something engineering. Before is medicine, and Nigun is music. Halakus v'kishuv. I don't know Halakus v'kishuv, how I mean over here. Passes it means the first five. Okay. Okay. Now that's for the chokhmas of the oilam. What about them on the malachim? So you saw Sif Ches already. On the malachim, on the malachim Yisrael, we say shecholach mechurdo d'riyov. On the malachim oilam, we say shenasam mechurdo d'basav adam. Yudal v'malachim. Mashu gemara, filu suma, shiudeya, shemelav oiver mevarech. Even if a person cannot actually see the king, he doesn't have that vision, he doesn't have the impact of the envisioning the king, and thereby being excited and saying a bracha, because he's a summa. If he knows that the king is passing by, he makes a bracha. However, if it's a person who's blind from birth, so he should say the bracha without Shema Malchus. So a person who had been sighted, then lo and then became blind, so he's able to picture in his mind when he hears the sound, he's able to picture what the picture of the entourage of the king is passing by. He has, conceptually, he can picture it. So then he can make a bracha on it. So he's going to have that emotional reaction of excitement, etc., which would make sense to give a bracha to Kadosh Baruch Hu. But the person who's never seen, that's more questionable. So you say without Malchus. Without Shem Malchus. Okay. Baruch Shonasan Michvoidoi. See if it was Malchi Umas Olam. Malchi Yisrael says, Shecholach Michvoidoi L'Viyov. If not, it's Shonasan Michvoidoi L'Basavatam. Yudbeis. Shaltarim she'ein o melech aleim l'shanus divreim. B'don b'harik b'mishpot. B'varach aleim. Asarim shemimana ha'melech b'chol yibir. Tevi asher l'varach b'lo she'em malchus. They have some autonomy of power. So they're not a king. But on the other hand, they're powerful enough that they're not really under the direct rule of a king. So how do we judge that? He's not really a king, but he's a level low, down from the king. But you can't just call him an average person because he does have the powers of a king. He's able to judge life and death and punish. So what should you do? So he says that you would make a bracha on them, but on the sorim, which the king appoints, so they represent the king in the city, but they don't have the same level of power as this individual we just discussed. So such an individual, you should make a bracha without Shem Malchus. It was just basically an appointing, an extension of the king. But a person has his own autonomy to make decisions of life and death. In some sense, he's like a king. You know, we don't define a king being gigantic, over gigantic area. You had a king, they had these nation states, you know, even the whole kingdom was one city. So this is not worse than that. Yeah. So, so that would be the definition over here, seems to be based on the fact that he had the power of being Don Baharig B'Mishpat. So the question they grapple with the status of the president, right? What bracha do you make of the president? So some argue that he does have the power of life and death because he has the power to pardon. He does have a power of pardoning, which doesn't have a power of killing, but has a power of relieving. So is that equivalent to, you know, the definition of a king is, they're saying that if he can kill and pardon. Over here, they have the ability to pardon the president, so that should argue for them that they're standing like a king. On the other hand, they don't have the power just to kill.
A governor too. He has power to pardon the same thing.
Right, I hear that.
They probably do more than the president for life.
right. I don't know, it depends on the president.
He's not a melech.
But the other hand, maybe you could argue that, you know, that he does have the power to order to kill nowadays, but sure, we have an idea of, without a judge, without a process of judging, he has the power to order the president's the one who makes the call about certain scenarios, whether you kill somebody or not. So I think the suggestion, what they say in Allah, is that if a person will see the president, they should say it without Shem and Malchus. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When it's Don Mahorig B'Mishpat, meaning, what is the word Mishpat thing? Because there's not actually, the law is that they're allowed to do that, is that right?
Don Mahorig B'Mishpat, I mean, I think he has to follow certain guidelines, it's not total, you know, hefker do whatever he wants.
Right.
But that's still enough to say that he has the power of life and death.
Right. But I think a regular king wasn't allowed to be Mish, but they did whatever they wanted. That would also have been included, or that?
Yeah, I think so. It's his Kabbalah, yeah.
Right, okay.
Okay. Right. Fine. Few things over here, the Mercy Tisha adds. So, if the queen passes, you don't look at the queen. But you suffer in the case of the Sumi, you don't have to actually see the person to be able to make the bracha. As long as you know, so if the person is able to know from the response of the assembled, that now the actual royalty, is royal family is passing by, the queen is passing by, so you make a bracha, even though he hasn't seen. That's one thing he says over there.
Iron tables.
Because of looking at a woman, being marked on his tacos. Okay. And it means over here that, but even though we're saying the definition of this governor, whatever it is, that he should be elevated up to the status of a king, and get a bracha, is through the fact that he has the power of life and death. A person who's actually a king, even if he doesn't have the power of life and death, he brings in the Shevet HaLevi, that you would still make a bracha. Because he clearly has the trappings of the kingship. So that would be sufficient. Then he brings an interesting question. A person is a Melech Yisrael, and he's also a Chochem. So do you make a bracha of Shecholach Mechoch Mosoi L'Reyav or Mechvoidoi L'Reyav? What bracha do you make? Okay. Mishra Samazaman, that you don't make, that you make two brachas, but you don't make them together as one. You don't say Shcholak Michos Mosoi Vedosan Michmoidoi Libeyov type of a thing. But you'd have to make two separate brachas. And he brings that the Imri Emerson from Ger was not sure about that. Okay. Fine.
What is this?
Fine. Sif tests. It's a mitzvah to go and see, because that gives us a window into the covenant of the Melech Malchi Malchim. Sif cut new gimel. Even if it's Malchi Umasarlam. And furthermore, not only is it a mitzvah to go, because Chazal came along and said, "What till the time betumah shall divrayim midechvoida?" In order to honor the king, we're going to allow the kahanim to metabel himself betumah drabanan, which is also for them to do normally. We're going to remove that iser, or to facilitate them getting to go see the king. Bein lamalch yisrael, bein lamalch umasoylam. This is true. What are you doing with dealing with the? A Jewish king, you want to go see the Jewish king, or even you want to go see a non-Jewish king. We can be matter to metame to the rabbanon to get to that non-Jewish king. Okay, can they call it a breeze? A person would have to go that route, or that route, depending on how you say it, right? For the purpose of. No, he's saying that be Menachem Avelim, Kavod HaBriyos. That's what his purpose is, and that's why he's going. So we're going to allow him to metamel himself at Tumah Derabanan for that purpose. No.
No.
They're saying the we're we're saying a kohen can be tamei tumah d'rabbanan, right? Right. Okay. He covered the brias. The Menachem Avelim. Right. We're talking about kohen. Yeroyah pamachas hamelach. Yevato yosef milimuda the roser. Yim lo shabo bechal yosef bechovin galu yosef. So he's saying he has a mitzvah to go see the king. So he saw the king once in his life. He already had that impression, that impact. They don't have to go again unless he's coming in with a greater fanfare and a greater pomp. So that would be a reason to go see, to get that more impressive image and that more impact. Okay. Yod, haroi bat Yisrael b'yeshuvan. The person sees the houses of the Jews have been established, and they're established. Kind of yishuv by Hashani when during by Hashani. I remember Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Matziv Gevul Amona. So Klai Yisrael was like an Amona during the time of Golus, and they've been retaken back. They've given a new lease on life. However, Chabonim, he sees a Jewish home which has been destroyed. I remember Baruch Dayan Huames. He makes the Baruch. He accepts the Bereshim's judgment. Sorry. Okay. Bati Yisrael, Mr. Baruch, who comes to Dalit. Pirish. So, what would be an example of that? Both the Asher Yisrael, Shem Yishabim, Bateke, he's talking about seeing the nicer homes of the people in Klai Yisrael, which are, can afford and are living in some level of covenant luxury. Kabisha by Sheni. Mamsha Dafka by Eretz Yisrael, Bisman by Sheni, Kamer, Bisman is Afilo by Eretz Yisrael, boy. Beit Yerushim says that maybe nowadays, even though this individual house has been rebuilt, but the overall situation is still a situation of korban, so you can't make a brocha on that one individual situation. Yeshivoshim kavanas Rashi, the filu imheim miyushabim ata kamei b'vay sheni gam kein mevorchim. One second. Okay. I'm not following over here. What's your firm date? Rashi says the Shiri Yisrael, which are Mishavim, the Tekwa Gevura, they're doing by during Yishuv by Hashani. So someone who's in a Rashi, even though they're Miyushav right now, during the Tekwa by Hashani, you still make the bracha. But Rabbi Pirish Bati Yisrael by Yishuv and Hana Bati Kriyas Rispalam Masechem. But only the Bate Knesset is where you make the bracha, not anything else. Kim al Beis Knesset, they only make it on the shul. Because when they see the shul is established, we'll see in a second. So that then you make a bracha. Because Rabbi Dain Chiluk Ben Yeretz Yisrael Luchus Lorenz, I feel it was on the Zeh. If you make a mitzvah, the Bisman is Zeh Toib Lavorik Baruch Matziv Gol Mano Blasher Malchus. Let's get it sorted here.